My watchword this year is Psalm 103 and verse 5. One of the benefits God blesses us with every single day. It says, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. By the special grace of God. Let's get this right. This is 2023. Oh, yes. 2025, Mr. O will be turning 50. I've reached that stage in my life where this now needs to be a daily confession. We're not slowing down. No, we're going to live long and end strong. So therefore, this now becomes what every day of 2023 I must. And then whilst I've meditated on it, God now said, do you know, satisfying your mouth with good things is also praying in the Holy Ghost. So yes, Mr. Osman reading at least 30 minutes every day. Praying in the Holy Ghost so that my youth may be renewed. I've reached that stage where I can't be saying I'm old. Don't let the gray hair deceive you. He satisfies my mouth with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Renewed like the eagles. So I'm growing younger. Amen. Praise God. It is God's word. You can claim it too. Hallelujah. But I've reached that stage where, you know, it now has to be dedicated commitment. I was sharing with my wife, and my wife said, so when are you going to start going to the gym? Oh, God bless her. God bless her. To the point that slowly and surely she has invested in me having a gym at home, so I have no excuse. So I was sharing with her, this is God's word for me. See, I'm so excited. She said, okay, I know I've gotten you to where you're eating right. When are you going to start going to the gym? I said, why are you spoiling? I'm trying to share with you my word. But yes, Mr. O, it's a black thing. Why? How many of you have gym? How many of you have gym pass? Oh, praise God. Yes. Yeah. Okay, how many use your... Oh, praise God. We need to... of course, especially when you get to my age. Gym, and then when my wife said it, I thank God now when I, because, you know, there's some things she says I just want to argue. But later on, I ponder on it. And God said, you better start taking it seriously. Yeah, okay, I know. Because okay. whenever I'm going upstairs, I don't go one step. I just go two or three, whoosh, even in school. So that's, I fool myself. So that is my own, that's my gym for the day, going upstairs. But if we're going to take God serious, if we're going to enjoy many more days being His extension here on earth, we have to. Because if this suit, and then my mind went to this because when Kenneth Copeland's mom was rushed to the hospital, the doctor said, even though she was in her 60s, the doctor said she has worked as though she has lived 90 years. So she overworked her body. And God, you know, he prayed, oh God, give her more years. I said, no, she has done 90 years in that body, even though she was 60. And that's when Kenneth Copeland now made this, he now took this serious. Because without this body, you can't be of any use for God. This, I know you'll be with Jesus, you'd have gone. But for those of us who want to live long and end strong, take care of your suit. Yeah, take care of your suit. Yeah, I know it's good to confess. Yes, you satisfy my mouth with good things. My youth is renewed like renewed as an eagle. But then you need steps to take. Praise God. But that is Mr. O's watchword for the year. I just thought I should share it with you. If you turn to Psalm 112, it starts by saying, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Fear there does not mean, oh, you're afraid of God. Fear here means from the minutest to the biggest details in your life, you commit it to God. And God blessed me one morning. I was dressing up. I didn't know God was takes interest in the tie you wear. I took a test. Something was unsettled in me. Not that one. Okay. This one. Not that one. This one. Eventually, I picked one, and then yes, I felt. But the color did not match. In my own eyes, the color did not match. As I went downstairs, my mom said, wow. Your color combination is on point. I said, really? Okay. I did not think it matched. And that day, nearly everybody in school complimented me on my tie. I said, so God, you are that interested in the tie I wear. Because, you know, I'm a teacher, shirt and tie. So when I iron, when I get back home today, that is my job. I have to do the ironing for the week because we're all going back to school on Wednesday. So I've lined up the shirts and I've lined up the tie. But that day I was so impressed. I said, really? But then did Mr. O, the next day, now turn to God to say, okay, God, which tie again should I wear? I went back to my old habit. God, see, this, the man that's blessed here is the man, even the smallest. Okay, which shoe should I wear today? Because most of us want to run to God. Oh, how are we going to pay up this big debt? Or you think God is only interested in the big details of it? No, he's also interested in the smallest details of your life. And when you get to that point where you commit from the smallest to the biggest in your hand, Psalm 112 becomes the picture of the life you live. Because Psalm 112 is a picture of a man who fears the Lord and who delights greatly, greatly in his commandments. And I've always wanted to, I now have the chance to share this. I've always wanted, because you know, there was once, in New Wine, I was part of the publication ministry. So we have these pamphlets we create. So it's either we would take pastor's message from the week before and then condense it. So for the Watch Night service, they told me, oh, we can't use, because we can't use pastor's message from last week. Can you come up with something? I said, yes. So I shared the story of Mary and Martha from Luke chapter 10. I was so excited, and then I was able to condense it to about, because it has to be it only fits the first page. I was able to condense it to 120 words, but they didn't use it. But I've always wanted to share this, because you mentioned it. Do people still do New Year's resolution? Anybody have the New Year's resolution? Oh, you do? Oh, praise God, praise God. Mary and Martha. Jesus ends up in their house, and you have to understand, when Jesus moves, he doesn't move alone. He has his 12 disciples that go with him, and then if you, I think it's in chapter 9, he appointed 70 disciples. So we now add those 70. So that's about how much? 12 plus, that's 80, 82. And then the people that just tag along with him. Oh, that's Jesus. Where's he going? Oh, let's just go with him. So that, imagine, even if it was just Jesus and his 12 disciples. Martha was like, no, the master is in my house. I have to serve him. I have to do this, running up and down from kitchen. And And then Ina noticed, my sister is sitting. You are the host. Why are you sitting? Ina turned to Jesus and said, where is it? And she had a sister. And she approached Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Of course, the master is in your house. You want to. Well, what did Jesus say? He said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Imagine. I'm trying to make sure your stay in my house is comfortable. You're telling me I'm, you see, troubled, no, worried and troubled. Serving you. You called it about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. In 2023, one thing is needed. One thing is needed. Maybe you should do this for yourself. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John to find out the secret for yourself. Find out the secret of Jesus' ministry. Why it was. It's not because he was the Son of God. Let's just remove that one. Study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for yourself. And the aim is to find out what was the secret behind the success of his ministry. And hopefully, you would agree with me that one thing is needed. One thing is going to be needed for 2023 to be a success. One thing is going to be needed. Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. I think, oh yes, it has been mentioned. And me too, I'll raise up my hand too. Yeah, so we live busy lives. I am very busy. My children would have followed me today, but we came back from crossover service, so they didn't go to bed until about 3. So when I was leaving, they were, even though they are my natural alarm, 7:30 they are put up. 7:30 they are, and until they sleep. That's how busy we can be. But if we can't find the time to do what Mary did, for which Jesus said she has chosen the good part, the winds and waves of life just tossing you up and down. If you want to be like that ship that has a sailor that knows how to use that small rudder to control a massive ship, you have to. You are going to have to. Create time to just sit with him. I was listening to Kenneth Copeland, and you think that when ministers preach, they'll preach some hope. He said, things are not going to get any easier. I said, Pastor, we want hope. He said, things are not getting easier. As a matter of fact, things are getting darker. Things are getting darker. If that makes you afraid, then you need to spend more time with God. Because, yes, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. But for you to exempt yourself, you have to. Choose what Mary chose. Spend time. Then someone will ask, what does reading the book? How would just reading the Bible and praying? Okay. I don't think I should be talking. I don't think I should be answering that question. Amen. But if you're going to be exempt, if you're going to be the one God will use in your own world to let them know what the answer is, you're going to have to develop. Develop the stamina to spend time with God. As busy as you are, spend time with God, because it's not going to get any easier. And the good thing is you appreciate light when everywhere is dark. So if you are going to be the light to your own world, you are going to have to develop strength, stamina, spending time in the presence of God. Spending time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can I find it? The ministry of the Holy Spirit in John. Okay, thank you, Jesus. But can I find it? Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come. And this is Mr. Oak. No, can I find it? Or I'll just read it off heart, because I think I can remember. Okay. Oh God. Can you? Does anybody know the verse? The ministry of the Holy Spirit. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he shall lead you. He shall guide you into all truth. No. Okay. All right. Oh, thank you. Is it? Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. John chapter 16 and verse 13. One of the benefits of spending time in the presence of God, either praying or in the Word of God, or it might be, oh yes, I remembered. Thank you very much, Kevin. I remembered. Healing Springs website, there's one page where Pastor uploads all sermons. How many of you visit that page? Yay, there you go. Now you can have that instead of watching, because most of us now, is it true? Those are, especially those who have big kitchens, you have TV in your kitchen. Instead of having the TV on, you can also have Pastor Ben preaching. And then you had a guest minister. I listened to him. No. I think it was an Englishman. I listened. Yes. I listened to that. That blessed me. That blessed me. Well, you can have, you know. And then the good thing is, some advertisement here. If you click on my name, Pastor has done in such a way that all my messages will come up. So you can just listen. I'm just joking. Amen. Yeah, so this is one of the benefits in chapter 16, verse 13. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. The Holy Spirit does not have hearing problem. He doesn't have hearing problem. Yeah? The question is, do we or have we spent sufficient time for us to recognize when he's speaking to us, when he's sharing with us the things he has heard? And watch this. And he will tell you things to come. He will reveal things to come. Yeah? So all the plans, all the devices of the kingdom of darkness, he will reveal it to you. Amen. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. That's one of your benefits of spending time in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. First Peter chapter 5. In that portion, we are given the definition of a proud person that is proud. And we all know that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humility simply means, you see, a man that is not humble is a man who thinks he can take care of himself. And says, God, you deal with the big things in life. I'll take care of my own life. Now, that's the definition of a proud man. And God resists that kind of person. But the person he gives grace to is the person who casts. You know, it doesn't say who places. He's, you know, oh, Jesus. No. cast. That's the word God uses in connection with your curse. We are to cast it. Why? Because he takes care for you. Cast your cares on him. Cast everything on him. Just to the plant, he says, whenever a bill comes, he says, Jesus, a bill for you to deal with. And that's it. That's it. That's him. That's how he deals with his bills. Amen. Yeah. Cast your cares upon him. Now, without you knowing what God has said, faith is not yet operational. So faith deals on, what's it called? Faith relies on God's word. But trust, you have to step out. You have to step out. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to taste so you can see. It can't just be a memory verse. Taste and see that the Lord's good. No. For you to develop trust, you are going to have to step out. Cast, just take it. The mortgage, take it. And car bill, take it. Just take it. Energy bill, take it. Just cast everything on him and let him take care of you. And because back then, when they say someone lives by faith, he just abandons everything. No, not like that. Not like that. But then, don't let it, because it has gotten you so worried. Now you are not sleeping at night. God is. He's on his throne. He's taking care of it. He's awake for you. Now, both of you are awake over the same issue. No. When it's time to sleep, he gives his... One thing I have a testimony. It was... So, if it's three Tuesdays ago. Yeah, 3 Tuesdays ago. Mr. Ost, I could... And then one thing I always manage to do every night is sleep. Like, my wife was like, you don't even say good night. I just hear you snoring. Just take off. You don't even say good night. I said, I'm blessed. When my head hits the pillow, I sit down. One thing I don't struggle to do to the glory of God is to sleep. But I couldn't sleep. Tuesday night, I was just turning. And then it was later I realized, because my school closes on a Wednesday. My children's school closed the Friday before. That's the first time that my schools have been, my school and my children's school has been out of sync. The childminder that has them says she can't do it. She gave me she gave me numbers for other people. One person said she can do it, also she canceled. She said, oh no, she forgot that she's taking the children on a trip. She only has a 7-seater. Another one said, yes, she can do it. I said, thank you very much. I got a house. I think they have a dog. That smell was, nah, my children are not going to spend 3 days in this house. Pardon. And then most of my friends that close, not most, all my three teacher friends that close on a Friday that John and Joy know, because their family friends, either one of them was jetting out to Paris on the Saturday. The other one had an appointment on a Monday, but they were leaving for Southampton on a Tuesday. So I couldn't. So that got me stressed. Mr. O allowed not being able to find childminder to stress me out. Couldn't sleep Tuesday night. Couldn't sleep Wednesday. And then all of a sudden, because Mr. O was not sleeping and he was stressing, that's how flu. I've not had flu in 4 years. That's how flu now decided to enter. So by the Friday, it was so bad, I had to call. For 5 years, I've always been present. That Friday morning, I had to call and say, sorry. Mr. O, it's not feeling. Even up to then, I was still not sleeping. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We managed to... my AC managed to... her boss eventually gave her the day off, half day off. So I went half day. to school, came, relieved her, and then she went to work. Then what happened on Tuesday? Oh, yes, Tuesday. Joy was not feeling well. So when I got to school, I said, my child is not feeling well. Then my head teacher said, what are you doing here? Go. So that's how Tuesday was. He allowed me to go. And then Wednesday was half day anyways. So I just did half day, came home, relieved AC so she could go. And then all of a sudden, Wednesday night, Mr. O slept like a baby. I allowed not finding a childminder. I just said, Father, you know, it's yours to deal with. Just let me know once you find a childminder, yeah? But I allowed not finding a childminder. I couldn't sleep. So that was, how many nights? I was just tossing. Got to put my wife said, you know, and then the flu now brought cough. So now I'm turning, I'm coughing, she cannot sleep. She just wanted to go downstairs. Yeah, I had to go down. Only because I allowed not being able to find a childminder to keep me. And now just cast, let him deal with it. So to develop trust, you have to step by. Yes, it's not going to be easy, but let me help you out. That's why, you know, with faith, it is seed faith, isn't it? If you have faith as a mustard seed, confidence, rock-like, but trust, childlike. How do children trust? I'm blessed. I have two of them. John just say, but daddy, you said. That is it. What did I say? Okay, because one, children don't lie. They listen. And they soak it. So when he asked, and I said no, but daddy, you said. Okay, what did I say? Go on. If I said it, yes. And that's all God is asking for us. You said. I'm not the one who wrote this. You wrote it. You said cast. How many? All. You said it. So I'm casting. It's just to take. I'm not going to allow it to bother me. I'm going to let you take care of me. But for that to happen, you have to know. You need to know what he has said. So just like a child, you say, but God, you said now. You said that by his stripes I am healed. And you said, by whose stripes we were. So that means the moment they touched his body and left a stripe, that's when I was healed. You said. Amen. And that's all. Those of you who have children, you can study your children. How does a child trust? And just copy. It's a good thing. When they said children don't necessarily do what you say, but they do what you do. I learned it through John. One day I just burped. And I didn't say, pardon me. John said, So he just burped. Bleh. I'm like, hey, what did you say when you burped? But daddy, you did. I said, amen. We too can watch them. Learn from them. Learn from them. Because it's so easy for them to do. So you can learn from them. Just watch them closely. And the best, and that's the best one. Daddy, you said. Do the same thing. Father, you said. But for that to happen, you need to know what he has said. And then to wrap this up, if you turn with me to Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 26. We will round it up with Isaiah 26. There's a lovely verse in Isaiah 26 about trusting God. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Kevin, if you can help me out. I'm rounding up on the keyboard, please. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Now, this is a promise. It's a promise you can take because this is a God saying what he would do. You will keep him in what? peace is already perfect. But God is not saying, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. My mind was on, where are my children going to go? My wife has said, no, I'm not taking time off anymore. You to take you to take time off. My mind was not on him at all. But you will enjoy perfect peace when your mind is stayed on God, because you trust in him. Because you trust in him. Have you seen people that trust God? Nothing shakes them. Nothing. The whole earth may be what's it called? Those who live in Texas, especially the areas that are prone to hurricanes. There was once one of Kenneth Copeland's partners. He could see the wind coming. I said, No, I have a covenant with the living. I'm gonna go around and I don't want to touch my property. And guess what? The hurricane obeyed him. That's a man that he's seen the hurricane coming and his house is in the path. Him, house, everything should have. But he said, no, you're going around. You're not touching my property. I have a covenant with God. Trust him. Trust him. Step out of your comfort zone. Just trust him. Start somewhere. Father, you said you take care of it, so yes, it's in your hand now. You take care of it. Find out what he has said about it. Okay. It's not yours to deal with. Amen. I love it. And then, peace, the word shalom, its actual definition is nothing missing, nothing broken. He will keep you in perfected wholeness, with nothing missing, nothing broken, as long as your mind is stayed on him. And because you learned how to trust him, that you're going to have to do. That you're going to have to do. But life becomes beautiful. Life becomes stress-free. Life becomes a joy when you know. Yes, he said, he told Abraham, walk before me. He says, I'm El Shaddai God. Walk before me. That means you know who's behind you. You acknowledge who is behind you. Yes, Lord, let's go. Let's go. Life becomes stress-free. And then you cannot become a beacon. People will come in the office. Crazy. Everybody is worried. It's like he has no care. Because I'm in a new school now. In my old school, my old school, I was there for 4 years. The first year it was a male head of department. Then all of a sudden, he was made SLT, so they now replaced him. It was a female head of department. She said to me, "You freak me out. How come nothing worries you?" Especially, what's it called, when the pandemic hit and we had to come up with grades. She was panicking. I'm like, you just give them a grade. Why are you A star, A, B, this one, C? Why should you allow this one to stretch out? So I'm now in a new school where the head of department 2 is a female. She's very short. One day she came, she said, because we are part of a big trust. So they came one day, they called it a school improvement day, but they come and they inspect, they come and observe the lesson, then they fire you questions. They did it in the space of 3 weeks, they came twice. Because first they came for maths and English, then they came for maths, English, and science. So the second visit, a day before, she passed out. She didn't laugh. But she was out for the whole visit. So when we're having our land management meeting, because I'm in charge of stage 5, she said, "Tony, how come nothing bothers you?" Why should I allow? I told her, first of all, they don't pay me for what I do. I am not paid for what I do. So what I can do, I do. What I can't do, nobody can make me do it. Pay me for what I do. And then I can stress on those small things. She said, "Really?" That's it. My whatever is to take care of kids in 5 months, as long as I'm taking care of it and I'm getting the grades, that's it. Anything additional, the admin, they're saying, put, let's not go into. But yes, amen. Nothing stresses you. But then Mr. O allowed. Mr. O allowed not having a childminder to derail him. But glory be to God. He will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. Why? Because you trust in him. Have you learned something this morning? Amen. Stand to your feet and let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We worship you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Now, on a day like this that you've heard, trusting in God, you need to make a decision. So what's the decision you're making? Father, I will trust in you. You can take an aspect. Start with an aspect of your life. Father, anything that concerns this aspect of my life, it's now in your hands. I choose to trust you. I make that decision today. The first day of January 2023. I cast it into your hands. I choose to trust you. I choose to trust you. And to prove I'll trust you, like Mary, I will create the time. I'll create the time to spend quality time with you throughout 2023. Father, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We thank you. Today is the day that you have made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. We give you all the praise and all the glory. You are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. You are I am. You are El Shaddai. And you are the Most High God. This day, the 1st of January, 2023, we make a decision to trust you for who you are. Trust you as a father. Trust you as a friend. Trust you as our source. Trust you as our King. Trust you as our God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus we have prayed. Amen. Praise God.